We're visiting today with Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Hi, Dr. Riley.
Hi, Scott.
You know, you get questions all the time on the website from potential patients and people just trying to figure out what might be wrong with them. You got one of those questions today, and it says, Dr. Riley, my MRI shows a bulging disc, pinched nerve, stenosis, and some other issues, and I'm currently receiving injections. Is there anything you can do?
Yeah. We have an info site on our website, www.tulsaspineandrehab.com. Try to gather as much information from folks as you can. You know, I get these questions, daily that, patients just, they were diagnosed with something or they had something going on and, they're looking for options a lot of the time. And sadly, I mean, they're running out of options. And so I encourage folks to use the website or if you have providers that you guys use to, definitely ask these questions. So here's a question that we got. MRI shows bulging disc, pinched nerve, stenosis, bunch of fancy words. In the C spine, which is the neck. I'm sure you guys all, MRI is a diagnostic tool that we use. It's imaging. One of the primary uses for, MRI is to determine the involvement of a disc. The disc is a spongy thing in between two vertebrae. And in this case, it's in her neck. And the purpose of that disc is to provide cushion and some spacing between the vertebrae. But over time, sadly that or trauma, the disc can become injured. It can start to thin and narrow and so forth. And so there's more load or pressure being put on the joints. We've all heard about bulging disc, herniated disc. In her case, she has a bulging disc. It can relate to a pinched nerve. She's obviously been diagnosed with a bulging disc and a pinched nerve. And what happens is that disc can thin, can narrow, can bulge. And it puts pressure on a nerve that can reproduce some pain in other parts of our body. For instance, in the low back or lumbar spine, we've all heard about sciatica or sciatic type pain. That's when a disc or there's some impingement or some irritation to a nerve in the low back, and it results with pain down the back of our leg. She also mentioned stenosis, and sounds like a kind of a spooky word, but stenosis essentially means narrowing. And there's some holes on either side of the spine. Two vertebrae make up these little foramina or this little hole, and the nerve actually comes out of that hole. And stenosis means just narrowing. A lot of times, stenosis can be associated with degenerative joint disease, arthritis, and so forth. Receiving injections now through pain management, anything you can do. Very common and effective treatment. I send out a lot of patients for steroid injections, epidural steroid injections in the neck and low back. What we're trying to do is obviously decrease the inflammation and make the patients feel a little bit better. So a really good a treatment option kind of front line for those things. A lot of times, I work in conjunction with those pain management doctors to try to provide additional service lines along with the injections. First thing that I'll do, I want to figure out what the problem is. Is there anything else going on? So we have MRI, it shows a bulging disc, some pinched nerves, and some stenosis. She would likely be a good candidate for some type of stabilization program. And so me as a chiropractor, I'm going to focus primarily on limitations or restrictions in joint and soft tissue. So, if there's obviously some increased load and pressure secondary to, the bulging disc, the pinched nerves, it might likely is a degenerative thing, Scott. So I want to figure out how I can bring some increased stability to that area to take some pressure off the spine. Does that make a little bit of sense?
It does.
Yeah. And so what we would do is just do that through physical therapy, likely through an intense cervical stabilizer program. And what we're trying to do is take you through very specific type exercises and drills to wake up your cervical stabilizers, the muscles in your neck, and, take you through slow progressions and so forth. A lot of times patients will hear me use the word facilitation. And essentially what that means is we need to turn it on. A lot of times over time, secondary to posture, sitting at a desk, these muscles have essentially just stopped working. And a lot of times you might go in and start working with a trainer or someone, hey, you need to exercise more. It's senseless to try to exercise something that's not even working. So initially we want to turn it on, improve the motor function, get that thing working properly, start you with some very basic things. And then as we get that thing working again, then we want to train it and strengthen it. and get you doing things on your own. You know, I might, as a chiropractor, look at some things in her upper back. You know, maybe she has some limitations in her upper thoracic spine or mid-back. So she might be tied up top there. So we're going to do some things to increase some motion in her upper thoracic spine while we're stabilizing her neck and trying to get some of that load off of her spine.
You know, there has to be so much. There is. There's so much info and advice out there. How do you go about determining the treatment that is right for you? I mean, how do you weed out the good from the bad when it comes to all the information that we're bombarded with?
Well, I'm kind of an information geek, and the more the better for me. And I can, you know, the art of diagnosis is, it's kind of a lost art these days, and it's something that I really enjoy. So I think it's really important when I sit down with the patient that I spend 15, 20 minutes with them going through an extensive history, you know, treatments they've had in the past and so forth. And, you know, listening to them, I think it's a lost art as well that, you know, a lot of providers, we've lost the ability to listen to folks. Looking at, you know, the data that they have, images and x-rays and MRI, and then utilizing our examination, you know, orthopedic neurological range of motion, all these different types of tests. I've talked about SFMA, you know, movement assessments in the past, having other providers take a look at them, doing what they're really good. So I think it's, you know, it's good when patients come in and, you know, with the internet these days and with Dr. Google, I call him, you know, we have the tendency to self-diagnose. I think it's great to have a diagnosis when a patient comes in, you know, if they've seen other providers, but essentially I kind of like to start from scratch and rule things out. That's essentially what I'm doing. I'm trying to rule anything out nasty. Do they need to be with an orthopedist? Do they need to go see a neurosurgeon? You know, we talked about pain management. Do they need more imaging? Okay. And from there, once we get within our comfort zone on, hey, this is something I feel good about treating, I think this is a good case for Tulsa Spine and Rehab, for our physical therapist or whatnot, then we can start moving forward.
You welcome all questions. Again, what is the best way to submit a question for maybe another episode of Spine Fit Radio?
Yeah, great. Info@TulsaSpineAndRehab.com.
Dr. Sean Riley, Tulsa Spine and Rehab, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Scott.